This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. One of the fascinating truths of Ephesians 5:1 through 6:4 is that we are to be a people in process of growth at all times, especially in our relationships. We might think this requires a fair amount of learning through teaching and experience, but we might be surprised to find that one of the ways this learning takes place is as we speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, verse 19. In Colossians 3:16, Paul says we are to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Singing together does something to us and to our relationships that can't be done any other way. Songs reach into realms of our inner being that are hard to touch in other ways. That's why churches should spend enough time singing so that this inner bonding and learning and growing can take place. This also can provide a unique dynamic for growth within the family. It could be said that the family that sings together will grow together. And notice, there are a number of different kinds of music that are referred to as being beneficial for learning and growing: psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Let me encourage you to learn and sing Christian songs together. That was a goal we had in our family, along with learning and memorizing Bible verses, to memorize and from time to time sing some of the great hymns of the faith. You will find strength as you spontaneously turn to them in times of need, as well as in times of praise and celebration. If you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.